Good morning and praise the Lord, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made, and we give Jesus the glory. Well, let me encourage you from this beautiful verse of Matthew chapter 6, verse 25. And here very clearly, Jesus is saying, do not worry about your life. Hallelujah. Do not worry about your life. My dear brothers and sisters, Thoreau said, our lives are frittered away by detail. Simplify, simplify. And Jesus very beautifully put it in another way. Do not worry about your life. The birds neither sow, they neither reap nor gather into barns, yet your Father feeds them. Hallelujah. Charlie Shedd pastored a very large church with many demands. He and his wife created a simplicity list. Make sure you need to simplify. Your problem may be inertia because you aren't doing enough. Selfishness never simplifies, it complicates. Remember why you are here. Put God's will first. You unclutter by having a pivotal purpose on which your life swings. Drop useless goals. Don't wear yourself out on meaningless pursuits. You frustrate yourself by dedicating your life to the unimportant. You cannot do everything. I repeat, you cannot do everything. Hallelujah. So my dear brothers and sisters, remember this. Leave some of the world building to others. Live one day at a time. Plan and hope for the future, but don't live there. Right? The Bible says in the same chapter, verse 34, each day has enough trouble of its own, Jesus says. So live well today, and tomorrow's strength will come. Wherever you are, be there. Stop thinking happiness comes at 5 o'clock or at the evening's party or when you'll fall asleep. No. Live in the present. Develop a hobby. A change of activity will keep you fresh. Time spent playing is time spent well. You can't slow the world, so slow yourself. Learn to gear down. When you cannot alter the pace, retire to the inner sanctuary and alter yourself. Adopt the perfect pattern. Christ, whose life cut history squarely in two. Follow him as he lives a mighty life in quiet confidence. And let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Philippians 2:5 says that. So my dear brothers and sisters, be encouraged. Unclutter your life. Simplify your life. The word of God is simple, straightforward. Adopt it, live by it. Cast your burdens unto the Lord because he cares for you. If he can feed the birds of the air and can clothe the lilies of the field so beautifully, don't you think that God will take care of all your needs? Don't you think that he will provide for you? Don't you think that you'll have more than sufficient to bless his holy name? He is true to his word. And he will fulfill that in your life today. Amen. So be encouraged. Let me pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given to us. Time and again, you remind us, do not worry about your life. Worry is the greatest stress factor in our lives, oh Father. And Lord, I praise you that you always remind us that we can cast our burdens unto you because you will never allow the righteous man to perish. Abba, Father, we thank you because you love us dearly. You give us very simple examples of your creation, of the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. And you tell us to look at them and learn from them. Lord, I thank you. Thank you for these reminders. Thank you that you always come forth unto us, telling us to commit our cares into your hands because you are our burden bearer. Hallelujah. Lord, I thank you. Today, Lord, help us to to unburden ourselves. Help us to cast a care unto you. Help us to cast our burdens unto you and live a life that is absolutely free from worry. O Lord God Almighty, give us the grace. Give us the courage to face life challenges. Give us, O Lord, the boldness of the Spirit to encounter the enemy and to tear down the strongholds of the devil. Give us, O Lord, the strategy, O Father God, to overcome every temptation in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you and I bless you. Today, Father, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their workplaces, into their businesses, bless them, be with them, uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are yours. Lord, I pray for the ones who are sick. I speak healing into their bodies. Lord, I send forth the power of God to flow upon their lives from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. And I rebuke every manner of sickness. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the wounds and stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. We thank you and we bless you, Jesus, and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a wonderful day ahead of you and a fantabulous weekend. Remember to go to church this Sunday, and may the Lord bless the fellowship of the saints. God bless you, and bye for now.